Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, with your live update for our 11 a.m. Eastern Time advisory here on Wednesday, October the 5th. Matthew is centered north of Cuba and starting to affect the southeastern Bahamas. Maximum sustained winds at 120 miles per hour makes it a Category 3 hurricane on our Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. We are forecasting this to remain a major hurricane all the way through the Bahamas and all the way through to its approach to the Florida Peninsula. Major hurricane is going to bring some devastating impacts to the Bahamas, not just the extreme winds of a Category 3 or Category 4 hurricane, if it strengthens as forecast, but also the devastating storm surge that could affect that area with the low-lying islands and the very warm waters that will provide the fuel for Matthew to remain a major hurricane. Major hurricanes tend to go up and down, fluctuate in their intensities, and we might see that. So don't read too much into it if you see the intensity go up or down from advisory to advisory. Focus on the fact that it is distinctly possible that we could have the core of a major hurricane, as strong as Category 4, coming ashore in the hurricane warning area in Florida tomorrow night. But even if the center of circulation stays offshore, we could still see hurricane and tropical storm conditions, storm surges, and heavy rainfall and inland flooding in much of the Florida Peninsula. Now, we have hurricane watches and warnings that extend all the way up the Florida East Coast. The warnings have been extended a little farther northward up to farther up the East Coast, but we still have hurricane watches that go up to the Florida-Georgia line. So these watches and warnings continue to be extended farther northward, but it's not just about the wind. These hurricane watches and warnings are in effect for the wind hazard, but we also have our prototype storm surge watch and warning graphic. The prototype storm surge warning area has been extended farther north to the Flagler-Volusia line, and we still have the prototype storm surge watch farther north than that. The northern extent of the hurricane watch and the prototype storm surge watch is the same because of the timing aspect. The warnings, 36 hours advance notice before the winds of tropical storm force arrive. The watch is 48 hours. The storm surge watch and warning areas, the prototypes, are not in the same exact places as the hurricane watches and warnings, because storm surge and hurricane force winds don't always occur in the same place at the same time. The storm surge risk is a little farther north than all of the hurricane wind risk, because you'd need to be on the north side of the hurricane to be having that onshore flow. When it comes to the storm surge, if evacuations are called by your local officials, if you are told to go, you need to go promptly. Today and tonight are the preparation times for folks in the hurricane warning areas. Conditions are going to go downhill tomorrow morning. I'm preparing. I live in suburban Fort Lauderdale and Broward County. I've started to get my shutters put up, because today and tonight are the last chance we're going to have to do that. This is not just going to be a coastal event. It could be an inland event, especially when it comes to the wind hazard and the heavy rainfall that could be as high as 10 inches in isolated spots on the Florida Peninsula. Also, I want also to further highlight the inland threat from wind speed probabilities. Our wind speed probability product shows the inland extent of the risk of hurricane force winds, not just a coastal problem. Again, today and tonight are the times to prepare in the warning areas in the Florida Peninsula. Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, you could experience tropical storm or hurricane conditions later this week. Updates to continue here from the Hurricane Center throughout the day.